Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Nick Cowan, who's CEO at Valerium. How are you today, Nick?
I'm very well, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Right. Some of our listeners may be familiar with Valerium, but maybe you can tell us a little bit more about the company and maybe about your background as well.
Yeah, I think we came across Valerium back in 2021. Valerium had approached us to, we were called the GSX Group, so they had come to talk to us about acquiring the Gibraltar Stock Exchange. For any Valerium shareholder, you'll know the details of that, but to cut a long story short, we had a couple of years where, unfortunately, ending Q4 last year, the divestment by us and the acquisition by Valerium didn't go ahead, and then the company itself was then, I think, trying to figure out what to do. There was clearly a change in management at the Valerium end, and then discussions started between Valerium, let's call it NewCo, and the GSX Group, that maybe we could actually get together and join forces and try to do something interesting. And I think the challenge we had as group was, obviously, we were anticipating the sale of the exchange, and I think Valerium shareholders and stakeholders were anticipating the acquisition, and that was part of the, you know, core part of the strategy of Valerium moving forward. So we had discussions then started to bring the two companies together. That concluded just at the end of January, when the GSX Group shareholders, we were a private company, approved the transaction. And since then, in February, you know, we've been basically getting now all of that, I guess, integration stuff moving. And we held a shareholders meeting last Thursday, which was probably the first time that the Valerium shareholders had any insight into the new look company. And I'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But look, it's been obviously a pretty tense and, you know, I think stressful 23, probably for most stakeholders. And I think hopefully now with 24, we've got, you know, we've got it all to do. We're not underestimating the challenge, but the companies are now together, and, you know, we are a new look Valerium, and I hope we're going to be able to, you know, create significant value for our stakeholders and execute on our objectives. That's ultimately the strategy moving forward.
And so how does, you know, GSX Group fit into your sort of strategy and your plans for Valerium as a whole?
Well, the GSX Group was really about, you know, two fundamental verticals, which we have been working on for the last few years. Number one is technology. So we've been working on a what we call financial markets infrastructure. So it's all to do with tokenization. We've definitely rolled the dice on tokenization in terms of the strategy moving forward. So we have a technology solutions business, which was called GateNet Technology and is now called Valerium Technology, unsurprisingly. We had designed a technology solution that ultimately, Zach, is based around how we see the post-trade of digital assets, the post-trade environment changing from a T+2 to a T-instance solution. And in order to do that, we have designed an infrastructure model or stack. And what we want to be able to do is to complete that technology stack and effectively use that within our own company, but also white label that technology to anybody that wants to issue, trade, settle digital assets, including digital securities, in a regulated environment using digital technology. And that ultimately is what the technology business does. So develop and white label technology solutions to support digital securities and digital assets activity. And then we have Valerium Markets. That's where we operate the markets. One of those was obviously the Gibraltar Stock Exchange, but we didn't see a fit for that in our plans, hence the divestment to Valerium going back a couple of years. And the Valerium Markets business is focused on operating markets in the digital asset space. And that includes real world assets, public markets, etc. And then we have Valerium Capital, which is where we plan to build an investment business, effectively a sort of asset manager, if you like, We have a lot of skill in the company, and there are a lot of opportunities out there to generate above market returns. So we will be looking to add capital to that business, be it Valerian PLC's own capital or third party capital within some type of investment structure. And that's all now basically getting going.
Right, I mean, they've used a lot of terms there that you're, I suppose you're assuming that many listeners will understand. You know, tokenization and investimer, I think, has been thrown in the mix as well. And there's lots of sort of buzzwords in the sort of the digital asset space. Are you confident that actually most potential investors understand, you know, the jargon of your area and actually then appreciate the value of what you're doing?
I think it's starting. I think the short answer is no. Investors probably don't understand what we see coming in the future. What we see is a change in the way people, be it corporates, be it investors, be it market professionals, can gain efficiency by this new cyclical technology that's been coming and developing over the last decade. It started with Bitcoin. We're not really bothered about Bitcoin per se, but what we believe is the underlying, what we call, digital or distributed ledger technology, drives efficiency to enable such wins as, a lower cost of capital, T-instant settlement, counterparty risk, and all those things, making a real difference in terms of the way that that capital is traded. I think in terms of, I guess, momentum or maturing, I think it's very early. But you're starting to see now. Larry Fink, the head of BlackRock, the biggest asset manager in the world, he was there, I think, in December, January, on stage, saying the biggest game changer that we see coming down the road is tokenization for someone like BlackRock. And generally, it's incredibly inefficient the way. I guess securities are settled, the way shareholder registers are maintained, everything is still relatively manual. And if you can move assets instantly globally, for example, you can get a dividend check through the post. If you can drop a dividend into your wallet on the same day, i.e., digitally, there are so many aspects to this technology which we believe will change. The face of the way markets have operated for the last, 30, 40, 50 years. And we want to be front and center of that. So do I think that investors understand tokenization? I don't think they do. They probably think about crypto. I think if you look at it in simple terms, if you can imagine taking the innovation that we've seen, and I think it's innovative that we've seen from the development of the crypto markets, or at least the crypto technology. And you take the great things about the way securities and capital markets work today. I'm talking about regulation, legal, compliance, and actually you and I were chatting about this before we started today. But actually, compliantly, if you can take the great things about the existing capital markets business, which has evolved over 100, 200 years, and take that innovation that crypto is teaching us and put those two together. With all of those good elements, with a control environment, I think you start to see a seismic shift in the way markets operate. And that's what we believe in. I said at the shareholder meeting last week, if we're wrong, we're going to be properly wrong. But if we're right, we want to be front and center of what we see as this tokenization evolution.
So is tokenization, is that what shareholders should be sort of looking at? Because maybe the impression that some people have is that, you know, crypto goes up or Bitcoin goes up, so Valerium shares will go up. I'll buy some Valerium. It's that's been the old connection.
Yes, I think that's decoupling. I don't think, I mean, we're not exposed to Bitcoin. We're not going to be exposed to cryptocurrency per se. We see this very much about how assets can be held and how assets can be issued and how assets can be traded. If I'm asked for a view on the Bitcoin price, absolutely no idea. I'm a trader. I can tell you what I think is going to happen, but in terms of our business model, honestly, it doesn't make any difference to us at all. What our business is about is developing marketplaces using our technology, And to be able to showcase that technology and to be able to bring, issuers, professionals, and investors together, be it in our marketplace or other marketplaces where hopefully we're providing that technology to those marketplaces. And by the way, if Bitcoin is trading on one of those markets, that's fantastic. But we don't see ourselves being necessarily a big player in the crypto markets whatsoever. That's not really where we stand. We'll leave those to the Binances and the Huobis, etc., because those guys, are massive. And if you can't be in the top 10 or 20 of that space, then you just end up throwing money at a lost cause. We are about regulated, legal, compliant, digital assets and securities being traded in a regulated and licensed environment, and licensing the technology in order to support that strategy.
Finally, you mentioned a couple of big names there. They're always American. Is there any chance of Valerium being a British unicorn? Is it a scalable business?
We think it is. I mean, we're a Gibraltar PLC. That's where the company is domiciled. But the management is primarily here. Obviously we're listed on Aquis, so we are accessible in the UK as a listed company. I think the if you look at the data that's coming out, and again, I think you have to take a lot of this with a pinch of salt. But if you look at, for example, real world assets, what are real world assets? Think about, fractionalization. So things like real estate and gold and carbon credits and whiskey and anything can basically be fractionalized, but it's actually an incredibly inefficient market. If you can tokenize assets and have those tokens being acquired and perhaps exchanged and held, the real world asset market, you look at Boston Consulting Group, they're talking about by 2030, a $16 to $64 trillion, that's a big spread, but a $16 to $64 trillion opportunity in real world asset tokenization. That is absolutely enormous. And if they are half right and Valerium is in the right place to capture some of that market share, be it in terms of operating marketplace or be it in terms of providing technology to others, I think we're going to hopefully be, really successful. In the public market space, Zach, you've been doing this the same time as I have, both, nearly 40 years in the game. Public securities is a T+2 model in terms of settlement cycle. Very little has changed in the way those markets operate. It's a $100 and $150 trillion space, the public market space. And again, we believe that what we call the post-trade environment, how securities settle after a trade is done, instead of it taking 2 days, it should be able to take point, 0.02 of a second. So we think the public markets as well has an enormous transformation to go through as we start to settle securities at point of trade. So could Valerium be successful? Hey, we hope so. Our job is to, tell the market what our strategy is. We did that last week. And our job now is to get our heads down and, execute on our promises. And that's what, ultimately the team is all about over the next 3 to 5 years. And that's what we're here to do.
Nick Cowan, CEO at Valerium. Thank you very much indeed.
So thank you. Thank you very much for having me. Real pleasure.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.